This Thursday saw the hosting of a Culture Plus event at Prague's Černín Palace, co-organized by the Czech Foreign Ministry. On the table was the topic culture and diplomacy, namely how culture, including the arts, can be used to promote greater communication and understanding between nations. The Czech Foreign Ministry's Jan Bondy spoke to Jan Wellinger about the importance of culture in promoting Czech interests.
Our link to the culture is very strong. We would like to promote, and we always trying to use our heritage of our country and to promote the country as a cultural country with a lot of art and possibilities. There is a strong interest to use culture as a communication tool, to bring the partners, to increase the information, to increase the tourism, and to increase the business.
Is it also one of the focuses of this conference to go beyond Europe and to discuss the importance of China and, say, India?
One of the topics on this conference is topic under the name More Europe. More Europe means Europe in other parts of this globe. This year is year European Union makes in culture field the years what call cooperation with China. We will discuss these aspects. We have some first Chinese experience. You know, there was a Czech Philharmonics went to China some time ago, and they are planning the National Theater, I think, to perform in Shanghai. It's very important to be unified within Europe and to bring the European culture and European heritage to the other places, not as a power, but as a communication tool.
It's no secret that we're living in difficult economic times. The current government, of course, has established many austerity measures that have affected many Czech cultural institutions. Czech centers have been hit. Some of them had to be closed. Embassies, and of course, our own station suffered a budget cut last year. In the end, won't it be detrimental? Or is there a risk that it could reduce the Czech Republic's ability to really present itself abroad the way it has in the past?
Well, hopefully not. I don't want to complain now, as many others, for the economical situation. The economical situation in Europe, the whole Europe, we can say, is very difficult. Maybe more difficult is even in other countries than our is. But still, you are absolutely right. It's difficult also to say that we should use it as an advantage now and with reduced amount of money to make a more. Sounds perfect, but difficult to realize and difficult to make it. Definitely always will be possible to sell the best and the top quality, and sometimes we can see that the top quality doesn't mean more money. So means that we can really concentrate for the perfect quality, for the perfect system, perfect service, and it will definitely help to overcome the crisis time.
Have you received response from places, for example, that suffered a closure of, say, a Czech center which they enjoyed, or other services?
Yes, of course. Well, we have a first experience with closing the centers. I was lucky during my period with the Czech centers that we just opened the centers. I think Argentina was closed now, and there is also some Dresden office was closed. And, well, it's a pity what we can do. But, again, perhaps we will be able to come back again once after the situation will be more stabilized and after we will see that the place for us there, and then we can make something more. To keep the boat on the water, it's not enough. We have to make a show.
Jan Bondy, head of the Czech Foreign Ministry's Public Diplomacy Department, speaking there to Radio Prague's Jan Wellinger.